This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, I want to do this for just a bit. I want to talk about this Rashee Rice story. We didn't get an opportunity to do it in full at the end of last week. We actually got this piece of audio, I mean, almost as the show was ending. So I want to give it a little bit more time to breathe and have a discussion with you guys. 913-586-7965. This audio is courtesy of NFL Network and Tom Pelissero. I'll give you my reaction on the other side. But to set it up, the NFL and Rashee Rice are not on the same plane when it comes to what they think the punishment should be. The NFL wants a lengthy suspension. Obviously, Rashee Rice and his side don't want a lengthy suspension. They have brought in a third party, Sue L. Robinson, to help mediate it. Here is the latest from Tom Pelissero of NFL Network.
Rashee Rice pled guilty last month to two third-degree felony charges stemming from a car crash at high speeds back in March of 2024. The expectation is Rashee Rice is going to be suspended for a portion of the 2025 season. The question now is how much? My understanding is the NFL initially proposed a lengthy suspension, double-digit games for Rashee Rice. The players' union and Rashee Rice's attorney and agents argued for a much shorter suspension, in part because there is no precedent for suspending someone for over half the season in a case like this. So as you mentioned, there is a September 30th hearing set before former federal judge Sue L. Robinson, who previously heard the initial Deshaun Watson case several years ago here. But there is still a possibility that the sides could come together and agree to a settlement on a suspension that would allow Rice to be suspended at the start of the season. If not, then he would be eligible for at least those first three games. But given the fact that not only the decision-making process, but potential appeals could extend that process into October or November if it goes before Judge Robinson, this is something then that could potentially jeopardize his availability for the postseason. A lot to consider as this case moves forward.
All right, there's a lot to get into. I want to be very clear, because I know how sometimes words get misconstrued. Rashee Rice should absolutely be suspended. I think that Rashee Rice deserves a noticeable suspension. This is not a one or a two-game act. Rashee Rice, in the middle of the day, on a busy highway in Dallas, he and his friend got into a very serious car accident and injured other people. In the process of this, they then fled the scene of the crime. So I don't think we're talking about a one or a two-game suspension. But, and yes, there's a but, there is no grounds for the NFL to do the kind of suspension that they are talking about. And in my opinion, they are overstepping their bounds. I looked this up this weekend because I was genuinely curious. Since 2018, the only person who has been suspended for more than 8 games, who is not caught up in a gambling scandal, has been Deshaun Watson. I believe that Deshaun Watson is a predator. I think we have enough evidence to come to that conclusion. Usually, if you get the amount of games that we are talking about, you are a predator. That's not what we're talking about with Rashee Rice. Again, I don't want to minimize what happened. And I hate that when we had these conversations, we've kind of played the shoulda, coulda, woulda. Well, somebody could have got killed, but they didn't. So I can't compare this to Dante Stallworth, where someone actually got killed. I cannot compare this to Henry Ruggs, where, again, someone actually got killed. That's not what happened. This, in my opinion, falls under a violation of the personal player conduct policy. That's a 6-game suspension. That's what happened with Sue L. Robinson back a few years ago with Deshaun Watson. She heard the case. She reviewed the NFL's own documents and what they classify as a violation of player conduct, and she gave Deshaun Watson a 6-game suspension. Now, I believe that Deshaun Watson should have got more than a six-game suspension. The league also felt this way. They wanted him to have a full-game suspension. They found a number in the middle, and they agreed on 11 games, and then he got his penalty. It feels to me, just based on the actions of what is happening, they are putting Rashee Rice in the same conversation, the same actions as Deshaun Watson, and I don't think that they're comparable. Rashee Rice should be suspended. He should. But if we're going to play the, well, he could have died, then why didn't Alvin Kamara get a more lengthy suspension? If you have multiple NFL players kicking and beating on a man in a Las Vegas hotel to the point where he gets $100,000 in medical expenses, I'm guessing he could have died. You could have hit him the wrong way. He could have hit his, like, we could play that shoulda, coulda, woulda game about any one of these instances. Jordan Addison got behind the wheel of a car drunk and made the decision to drive. So drunk to the point he fell asleep on the highway. Fell asleep to where passengers, they called the police because his car was impeding traffic. We all know where, you know, there's a car off to the side of the road, but the car is like too much in the road that it's kind of an inconvenience for everybody. You got to drive around that car. That's what Jordan Addison did. They then went up, knocked on the window. He was asleep behind the wheel. He got a 3-game suspension. If you make the decision to get behind the wheel of a car and drive drunk, guess what? You could kill somebody. But Jordan Addison got a suspension based off what happened. I'm not here to defend Rashee Rice. I'm not here to justify what Rashee Rice did. And again, Rashee Rice should be suspended for what happened. But based on the NFL's own rules, it should be between 4 to 6 games. And if you think it should be more than that, then honestly, I just don't think that's in the NFL's jurisdiction. That's what the actual legal system is. And he got jail time. He got 30 days. Now, we could say jail, prison, whatever it is. I don't want to go there. I solely don't want to give him an entire month of my life. It don't sound fun. He got 30 days, 5 years probation. So he got a real serious, real life, actual, tangible penalty. And now the NFL wants to swoop in and now be tough on crime? I can't do this. Double-digit game suspension is what they gave Greg Hardy. Go back and look at what Greg Hardy was accused of. Go look at what Greg Hardy did. We're saying that Rashee Rice should get the same amount of games that Greg Hardy got. There's not a single ground. There's not a single precedent. There is not a single comparable example in NFL history to give him Rashee Rice an 11 or 12 game suspension. There's not a comparison to give him more than 8 based on what's happened in the NFL. It feels to me like they are now trying to make a precedent. And I feel like what always happens in the NFL is we start playing the comparison game. Well, this guy did this, and then he got this, and that we shouldn't have to do that. This is a standard 6 to 8-game suspension. That's what I think it should be. So we're all waiting. We're waiting to see what happens. I do believe that the league and the players are continuing to negotiate this thing and hopefully find a settlement. I think that's in the best interest of everybody. I do. I think it's in the best interest of everybody if Rashee Rice and the league, they are discussing this thing right now. We get a breaking news sounder coming up in 12 days that they have reached an agreement that Rashee Rice is going to sit out the first six games of the season and they are going to move forward. But it seems obvious just based on all of the developments, based on bringing in Sue L. Robinson, they are not close on this thing. I'm guessing the Chiefs want four games. I'm guessing, based on what we just heard from Tom Pelissero, I think the league wants somewhere between 10 to 12. The truth is usually somewhere in the middle. This is a 4 to 6 game suspension, in my opinion, of what we're talking about.
This is why, and I feel like we're the only show, or at least I can only speak for us. I feel like sometimes we have these conversations and the text line says, you know, shut up, they're millionaires, they should deal with it. This is why this show talks about the CBA and how the players union gets rolled over on, because if they don't come to an agreement before meeting with Sue L. Robinson, the NFL is going to levy a more strong penalty than you or I believe is fair. That's what this also means to me, is that if they go to Sue L. Robinson and Sue says, hey, it's four games, the NFL is going to appeal. Roger Goodell will then hear the case. He works for, wait for it, the NFL. He might not be able to give 10 because that's too harsh in the eyes of an independent arbiter, but he can then slap 8 on and say, hey, Sue said 8's too many. We, the NFL, think 4 is too few. Congrats on 8. That's basically what happened with Deshaun Watson. So if I'm the Chiefs, if I'm Rashee Rice, I understand why you don't like 10 and you don't think 10 to 12 is fair, and I would agree with you. But I think if this gets to Sue L. Robinson, this gets more murky and more problematic because the CBA is set up for, hey, we couldn't reach an agreement. We're going to independent person. They give us a suggestion, and then either side can appeal, and it goes back to the NFL, and the NFL gets to, you know, levy whatever punishment it seems fair. That system is broken, so I think they need to make an agreement before it's Sue L. Robinson time, or this could become a real problem for the Chiefs, because if Goodell slaps 8 on him in week 11, that's a bigger problem as far as on the field from a football perspective than what's being laid out right now.
Someone on the text line says Rice's actions are unprecedented, so his punishment should be that way too. I don't know if I agree with that, but I just think the game that they are going to run into, and I think they are already running into this, is when you see the suspension possible that I think they want for Rashee Rice, based on how they've handled other things, I think it just looks out of whack. Many people, myself included, I believe that the NFL saw the Ray Rice video and gave him a two-game suspension. I think at that point, I don't even think it's an opinion anymore at this point. I think the NFL saw the Ray Rice video and gave him two games. I think he got more games once we saw the video, and then they saw the pretty big outrage about it. I don't think the NFL is really good at this. In fact, I think they're really, really bad at this. And I think it's okay for them to be inconsistent about things that just don't really matter. I mean, they're not really consistent. There really isn't like a pure formula to these things. This is like a really serious thing that we're talking about. So I understand why they've taken the stance of let's let the legal system play itself out, and now we're going to come to this conclusion. But if you were talking about Rashee Rice getting a 10 to 12 game suspension, the only people who have gotten this are abusers. Or you gambled on the sport. That's it. Those are the only people who have gotten these double-digit game suspensions. For every other incident that we are talking about in the National Football League, and trust me, Rashee Rice is not the only football player who has ever gotten in trouble. They usually get somewhere between 4 to 6 games. Look at what Ben Roethlisberger was accused of. He got a 6-game suspension. That's the precedent that they've set. If you violate the personal player conduct policy, and that's what I think Rashee Rice has violated. I think he's violated the player personal conduct policy. That is a 6-game suspension. We can take you guys' phone calls on this. 913-586-7965. Tom Pelissero is reporting that the league wants to give Rashee Rice a lengthy suspension and that they are fighting it and trying to get fewer games. And now they have brought in Sue L. Robinson to mediate this thing and hopefully find a middle ground. We'll take your phone calls next. Keep it right here. So drive.
Hey, it's Cole Reagans from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with CDOT on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right. Someone chimed in with this. Text line 913-586-7965. I believe that Rashee Rice could get 5 games per felony. So that would be a 10-game suspension because he was charged with 2 third-degree felony charges. The precedent for 4 to 6 is for civil matters. He had a highway shut down and fled, not caring if anyone was injured. I don't think that it is fair, and I sound like I'm defending Rashee Rice, but I don't think it is fair to say that he fled because he didn't care if anyone was injured. If you want my opinion, I think Rashee Rice had something to drink and fled the scene because he knew at that point the worst possible thing that could happen is that the cops show up and they find out you have been drinking. I find it hard to believe. This is just Carrington's opinion. I do not know this. I obviously wasn't there. This is just Carrington's opinion. I find it hard to believe that you and your friend make a decision to have a race on the highway at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, leaving a bowling alley, and you didn't have nothing to drink. I find it as hard to believe that you came up with that was a good idea. That's something you would only think that is a good idea if you had been drinking. I think he and his friends were having a good time. They got in the car. They made the decision to go racing on the street. Something obviously went wrong. He was like, whoa, what happened here? And his people told him, we got to go. Like, I had something to drink. You had something to drink. You had to go. Now, obviously, you should be penalized for that. And he has been penalized for it. 30 days in jail. He is paid up to $100,000 in fine. That part, the courts had figured out. Now I think we're talking about where the NFL stands on this thing. Now, I will agree to this part of it. Maybe this is meeting in the middle. Sometimes compromise you got to do. If they're now telling me if you get charged and booked with a felony, if that now counts for a set amount of games, fine. But right now, that's not the rule that we have currently in the National Football League. And that's where I think we run the risk of we just don't know the penalties and what they get. We know what the penalty is if you test positive for steroids. We know the penalty is if you get charged with the DUI. Like, we know what the penalty is for these things. If we're now saying is if you get charged with the felony, if it now counts for X number of games, then fair. But it usually takes some kind of fight to get that to happen. And it sounds like right now the Chiefs and the NFL Players Association are doing what they should do, because there is no example of a player being suspended for this long for this kind of incident. Again, if you look up, since 2018, the only player who has been suspended more than 8 games for a non-gambling situation was Deshaun Watson. And we're talking about somebody who was accused of over 20 sexual assaults. Over 20. You have to explain to me how Deshaun Watson can get 11 games and how Rashee Rice can also get 11 games. Because those two penalties do not feel comparable to me if we are talking about what actually happened. And that's the fight that I think the NFL is about to have and they're about to engage with when it comes to Rashee Rice.
I also think, and I don't want to come off like I'm, you know, defending Rashee Rice either. I also think it's very fair for the text line to make the point earlier. You talked about it, trying to find the text. It's an unprecedented situation, so the NFL could punish him in an unprecedented way. I do think that's a thing that could happen, because for better or worse, when a domestic violence issue comes up off the field, whether it be for the Chiefs or another team, we can point to other domestic violence situations and say, they got X, we expect this player to get X as well. You know, that is just what happens. 6 games, usually the rule of thumb. We don't have a lot of instances like what happened with Rashee Rice. You don't see multiple felonies for what happened multiple times with Rashee Rice. Like, it's a little bit of uncharted territory. So while I agree with you, I think 10 is harsh, I do think it's fair to say we don't have a precedent here, and the NFL could be trying to set one with Rice, which is something that we cannot account for. And then what I don't like we do, and it just, unfortunately, it happens when you talk about the NFL and talk about sports, is you get into the game of comparing crimes. Well, this crime is this crime is that, this one's worse. I don't like doing that, but
I'm with you.
In unprecedented territory, the NFL has historically tried to levy a new precedent, and I'm worried that could be what happens to Rice, and that could be why they're looking for 10 to 12.
Let's go to the phone lines here and take a couple of calls on this. Stanley called into the show today. Hey, Stanley, how you doing today, my man?
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. Enjoying the show. Really good points being made. I do think that the downfall, the decision will be made based on those two things, that potentially he was under the influence. I guess that'd be the third thing. But I mean, he's driving at a high rate of speed, reckless, and then just the fact that he didn't have the sense of like a normal human to stay and check things out and like take responsibility right away. Like, it took how many days for him to kind of turn himself in, and did he have to be coaxed and coached to turn himself in? So I really think he's probably a solid person as a result of what happened to him, but in that moment in time, you know, the league can pretty much unilaterally decide, well, because we have to set this and establish this so that if anybody else decides to go that route and do the same thing, they understand up front. So that would be my take.
Stanley, really quickly, if you were Sue L. Robinson, how many games do you think he should get?
I might even do the rest of the season.
Okay, Stanley, I appreciate the phone call. Stanley, that's a big suspension. A 17-game suspension for Rashee Rice? It's a big suspension. Especially when the only other, I guess, vehicle incidents that have involved an entire year suspension have involved in fatalities. Like, that's what Leonard Little got, right? Remember Leonard Little back to play for the Rams? That's what he got. That's what Dante Stallworth got. Like, the only full season suspensions involving a car have involved in fatalities. No one died in this. So we talk about precedent. Like, there is really no precedent for you getting a car accident and you were done for the entire season if everybody walked away alive from the car accident.
There's been no reporting that 17 games or 16 games, whatever, is coming. I would be fall out of my chair stunned. But I do think whenever the suspension is finalized, whether it be they meet in the middle before the season starts, or there's Sue L. Robinson, then an appeal, or however it eventually gets resolved, I imagine the average Chiefs fan that thought, oh, Jordan Addison got 3. I think 3 is coming for Rice. I think the punishment is going to be steeper than the average person thinks. I I think the NFL is telling you right now that they don't like the way this looked, and they're, quote, protecting the shield. And it wouldn't surprise me if this ends with 6-8, or I think 10 would be harsh, but I think, you know, 5-8 is now a very realistic window, because even if Sue Robinson says 4, we know how the appeal process works. It goes to Goodell, and Goodell can kind of do whatever he wants.
I don't think the league is taking less than 5 games.
I agree. I think 5-8 is the window.
Yeah, I mean, the same thing that we were talking about with Sue Robinson. She said 6 for Deshaun Watson. The league wanted 16 games. They agreed at 11. If Roger Goodell thinks that you should be suspended double-digit games, he ain't accepting 4. You know what I mean? Like, especially when they got a chance to just hear her suggestion and be like, all right, cool, thanks, and then come to a conclusion on their own. That's why I said just a minute ago, the best thing to me for the Chiefs is to not have Sue L. Robinson involved and have this figured out in the next 3 weeks.
They need to get done before it goes to court.
100%.
Or I guess not court, but you get what I'm saying. The mediation.
100%. Because now, if you're talking about, like, strictly from a football standpoint, I think the worst thing, from a on-the-field playing perspective, they wait until September 30th to get this done. The league doesn't accept the original penalty. They keep going back and forth and discussing it, and then they eventually agree to an 8-game suspension, and Rashee Rice misses the second half of the season and doesn't come back until it's time to play in the playoffs. That's the worst possible thing that could happen for the Chiefs. That's why I would just try to get this over with if I'm the Chiefs and if I'm Rashee Rice. I just agree to my 7-game suspension, just have it done. I'm back potentially for the Bills game, and this cloud is over me. Now, someone on the text line makes a very good point. I mean, the league is going to give him more time than the actual court system did. If they give him a 6-game suspension, he will miss more time than he got jail time. And is that the NFL's place to do that? Because that is a significant penalty if that's what they do. A significant penalty.
I also would say, purely on the field, staying in the on-field perspective, you're working about the, hey, he gets 8 games, miss whole second half of the season. Let's say Sue L. Robinson hears both sides on the 30th and doesn't make a decision until the 8th. So now it's October 8th, and she makes her decision. Then let's say on the 9th, the NFL appeals that decision, and then the NFL gives him 5-8 on, hey, we agreed to it, and it's October 16th, and that's when they make the, like, the longer this thing gets drawn out, the worse it is from a purely on-the-field perspective, because if the NFL is going to levy a harsh penalty, which all accounts are, they are trying to levy a harsh penalty, the postseason starts to get murky and in jeopardy if it's not until mid-late October that they levy their punishment. And then now you're missing a wild card game or a divisional game because of something that happened 2 years previous in the offseason. That, from an on-the-field perspective, would be the absolute worst-case scenario for the Chiefs. Imagine not having Rashee Rice when they play the Ravens. Like, because he kept appealing.
Text line 913-586-7965. We'll read more of your text. If you want to chime in, you can do so as well. You can call in that same phone number as well. Let's talk about the receivers that we do feel are going to be there. Let's say week 4, week 5 of the season. Hollywood Brown, he didn't play in the last game, hasn't been practicing a whole bunch. Andy Reid went through the thought process of if Hollywood Brown's going to be ready for this weekend's game against the Bears.
Yeah, so Hollywood did a little work yesterday, and which was good. He'll get a little bit more today. And then we'll just see. We'll see how he progresses through this thing. So, but he wants to. It's not a matter of wanting to be out there. He wants to do it. It's just taking it slow. So we don't want any setbacks with this thing going forward here.
I'm not here to criticize the all-knowing wisdom of Andy Reid, but if Andy came on the show, I would just ask him. Tell me the benefit of Hollywood Brown playing in Friday's game against the Bears. I'd love to know what the positives are. I think we all know what's going to happen on Friday. Some of you have paid money to go to Friday's game. You got your bus ready. It's the first tailgate of the year. You're going to be out there celebrating football being back. And man, I'm excited for you. I think the Chiefs owe it to you guys a little bit to play the guys that you want to see. You know, you can kill two birds with one stone. Mahomes goes out there. He throws a couple of passes. You block a little bit. You get a little bit of in-game practice and in-game preparation. The fans are happy. They get a chance to see one Chiefs drive, the music. And then I'm sitting everybody that matters. It's over for the Chiefs. It's over. Preseason, training camp, it's over. Mahomes, go out there, throw one screen pass, give Isaiah Pacheco a couple of handoffs, maybe give Kareem Hunt one handoff. We're going to run one drive like it matters. And then after that, it's over. I'm telling you, them having an extra drive against the Bears on Friday is not going to be the reason they win or lose a couple of Fridays from now against the Los Angeles Chargers. It's not. I'm telling you. I think this team is ready. This is a team that is largely cohesive and have played together for the last two seasons. I think this part of the Chiefs season is over, but I fully understand them wanting to go out there and put on a show for you guys. Some of you guys have spent tens, maybe $100 a ticket to go out there and watch them play. I get why they would want to play in front of you. Hollywood's not playing on my preseason team. No, it's over. Do whatever you need. Go rest up. Go over there and hang out with Burkholder. Who's the one lady they like? Julie. Go hang out with Julie. Go get some extra There's no benefit in playing Hollywood Brown on Friday against the Bears. None. Not a single one. I keep telling you guys, every time we're not talking about Hollywood, it's a good day. It's a positive day. I don't want Hollywood to be discussed in any capacity. Keep him on ice. The Chiefs are, we believe, they are 3 weeks away. They're 3 weeks away from finally getting a chance to see their offense at full capacity. Nobody on the offensive line is hurt right now. Your quarterback is completely healthy. Your running back is healthy. Everybody is healthy right now. The only person that we're potentially worried about for the Friday game against the Chargers is Hollywood Brown. I'm not playing him. No, you're going to be standing next to me this whole time. That's how I would handle Hollywood Brown. I do not see positives in him playing against the Bears this weekend.
Does that apply to other players or just Hollywood Brown? I get why it applies to Hollywood Brown. He has been fragile during his time in Kansas City. But are there other players you go, nope, not worth it? Because it sounds like the starters are going to play some.
Yeah, some.
Like, if
I don't mind them playing their starters for one series. Like, I don't mind if the plan is going to be, you know how they talk about that long drive drill, yeah, that 10-10-10 drill. If their plan is, hey, you know what? We're going to game plan and we're going to script our first 15 like an actual NFL game. Pat, we want you to go out there for one series. Defense, we want you to go out there for one series. The player that I'm most worried about not getting through that is Hollywood Brown. It's not even close. Who would you even have as second? Like right now, if you're saying, other than Patrick, right? Like I get it, he's the quarterback. If you're saying right now that you could protect any other starter from getting out there on the field, and let's say you can't say Mahomes, Kelce, or Jones because they're the three most important players on the team, who would you say next is even that player? Like, I don't even know if they have that player that's – it's Hollywood. That's the one player I don't want out there on the field. It just – it can only end badly. It can only end badly. It's ended badly. Every time they've tried to play him, it's ended badly. Just eliminate it.
I mean, I would agree. I just – this is the same vein of this conversation. The Chiefs have played their preseason a little bit differently than they have historically, and I'm puzzled as to the why. Like – Andy Reid is a creature of habit. The starters play their one drive. He says it's one quarter, but it's one drive the first preseason game. They play a little bit longer in the second preseason game, and then they watch on the sideline in the third preseason game. It's weird to me he, you know, mixed it up and changed it up. There were no, I mean, I guess Pacheco got some run. He had the big play on Friday. But, like, outside of the O-line, it wasn't like Gardner Minshew was slinging the ball around to, you know, Rashee Rice and co on Friday. Like, I wonder why he's changed up his game plan. Cause I'm maybe it's an alarmist. I would never play real players in the third preseason game. Too much can go wrong. You're 2 weeks from the season. If you get even like a bump or a bruise in an NFL sense that slows you down, what are we doing? That seems like the best way to do it is to be risk averse. And he's kind of changed his, you know, a tiger changed his stripes, so to speak. And he's doing it differently this year.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's the right way to do it. I have been watching The Kingdom. I'm probably going to finish it either today or tomorrow. I've actually really, really enjoyed it. I don't watch the franchise, but I've really watched The Kingdom. And I know you haven't seen it yet, Rob, but the second episode of The Kingdom fully explains why Andy Reid is such a good coach. I was talking to my friend when I was watching it, and I was like, I think that people just equate like yelling. You know, a lot of times we just hear like people just love to see football coaches like yell at people and like be really tough and hard nosed. Like, we really like that. You don't really get that sense from Andy at all. You get the sense from Andy that Andy communicates with you on what is expected and how we do things here. he sets the expectation, and your motivation comes from not wanting to let this person down because this person seems to have your best interest at heart. Like, if you haven't seen The Kingdom, I would highly encourage you to watch it. And more specifically, I would just highly encourage you to watch the second episode of it because it's about Andy. It's about Andy, his journey on the field, off the field, and what makes him so successful. And I think we forget this all the time. And we talk a lot about X's and O's and scheme and all those things. And I'm not saying those things don't matter. You obviously got to be really good at that. Andy is such a really, really good head coach because he's really, really good with people. And in the end, you are asking one person to get 53 people from different backgrounds, different economic status, different religions, different. You're trying to get all of those people on the same page, working in the same direction to be the absolute best that they can be to help you guys win. And I think if you watch that, you will just understand why Andy is so good at this and why he's been so good at it for a very, very long time. Again, I would highly encourage you to watch The Kingdom. It was a really good show. Coming up in just a bit, we're going to take a little bit of a detour before we get back to local. Rich Eisen is making his ESPN return today. He has actually not been on SportsCenter since 2003. He is going to host it later tonight in place of Scott Van Pelt. Why don't we take a nostalgic trip down memory lane? We'll do that next. Keep it right here. So Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. We'll get back to local coming up in just a bit. But, you know, sometimes we like to take a trip down memory lane. And this time, this is a good reason to take a trip down memory lane. Rich Eisen is going to host SportsCenter today for the first time since 2003. So there's a Monday night football game. I don't know who's playing because I don't have any interest in watching Monday Night Football on August 18th. So if you watch it, great. I'm sure it will be fun. After Monday Night Football, you know they usually have the Sports Center with Scott Van Pelt. Well, today, Scott Van Pelt is not going to host that Sports Center. Rich Eisen is going to do it for the first time again since 2003. This is my question that I want to debate with you guys. 913-586-7965. If you are making the Sports Center Mount Rushmore, I think two spots are locked up. Stuart Scott and Dan Patrick. I do not think that those two spots are debatable. If you make a Sports Center Mount Rushmore that doesn't include those two individuals, that lets me know that I shouldn't be talking to you about this subject. So I think the two spots are locked in, and now we're debating the other two spots. Rob, do you agree? Do you agree that those two have to be on your SportsCenter Mount Rushmore, regardless of what era, regardless of what generation? Those are the two most important people who have hosted that show. Oh, here goes some hate. Oh, my goodness. I just said I can't even talk to you about this topic, and I'm going to have that with you. We work together. I got to talk to you about these topics.
I would have SVP over Dan Patrick.
I mean, I'm not saying you can't have both of them on there. I'm just saying those two have to be on there. There is no world in which you were telling me Scott Van Pelt is on there and Dan Patrick is not on there.
I don't think Dan Patrick is a lock. I think there are people. I think Stuart Scott is a definite lock. I think Dan Patrick falls into a group of there's a wave of people that are definitely in that. Ooh, they're fringe. I don't know their locks, though, because Dan Patrick, Rich Eisen, Chris Berman is not a lock. Like,
I don't think Berman's
Scott Van Pelt's not a lock.
I don't think that Berman is a SportsCenter lock. Like, I don't really associate Berman with SportsCenter. I know that, like, a generation before us does. Berman, I associate with NFL primetime. Like, that was his show. I didn't watch SportsCenter for Chris Berman. So that's why I just wouldn't put Berman on my list. This was the list that I put together. It was a list that I put together. I think it's Stuart Scott, Rich Eisen, Dan Patrick, and I really struggle with at the end, is it Scott Van Pelt or Linda Cohn? Because, like, Linda Cohn was just on that show for 20 years. She was a staple of the show. So you can go either one with those two. I would put Linda Cohn on there. I love Scott Van Pelt. I just don't watch, like, I don't feel the connection to the show the way that I did when we were kids. Well, we all did when we were kids.
Yeah, but Scott Van Pelt did both eras. He was doing the SVP at night, basically his radio show SportsCenter. He also used to do regular SportsCenter and used to do a good job back when he had hair and came over from the Golf Channel. Like, he did both. I think he has to be a lock. And now I think you're showing our age a little bit, because I think there's a wave of people that Kenny Mayne, Stuart, is a question mark. Rich Eisen, who I mentioned earlier, I don't associate him with SportsCenter, but Keith Olbermann, for a lot of people, is the voice of SportsCenter.
No, Olbermann's not in the top four. I'm with you. Like, if we were doing, like, a second or a third team, we were doing this, like, basketball, sure. Olbermann can't be on the Mount Rushmore. You think Keith Olbermann is one of the four most important people to ever be on that show?
No chance
he's top four.
I don't, but I think he's in that same vein as Kenny Mayne, Rich Eisen. I think nowadays, if you go ask, I'm going to the KU game this weekend. If you go ask a random college kid, hey, what do you think of Dan Patrick? They do not think of SportsCenter. When they think of SportsCenter, Dan Patrick does not cross their mind. I don't know Dan Patrick is a lock. I think he's right there in that fringe category. It's like, is he more of a lock than John Butchergrass is a lock? Probably. But is he more of a lock than Rich Eisen? They're kind of the same to me.
Who's your four? I gave you my four. I think it's Stuart Scott, Rich Eisen, Dan Patrick, and Linda Cohn. That's who I think the four is. And I got SVP. If we were doing a basketball starting five, I would have SVP in my starting five. I can't put him on this list over Linda Cohn. Not how important she was to SportsCenter.
My four would be, I agree with you on Stuart Scott, obvious lock. I would have SVP.
Let me ask you this about Stuart Scott, and I'm going to ask this question with respect. Are we putting him on this list because he passed? Because some of the other people, like you mentioned Dan Patrick. Dan Patrick left, did something else. He has been very, very successful
very good,
yep. in doing something else. Like, we just don't know how Stuart Scott's career would have continued. Like, maybe Stuart Scott just stops doing it at a certain point and then just goes off to do something else. Like, that's why I think with Stuart Scott, I think we all love him, the lingo, the slang. Like, I don't know if there is a sports broadcaster that said things that entered, like, American pop culture and the lexicon the way that Stuart Scott is. So I'm happy to have him on the list. I'm just simply asking, is he on the list because he passed away?
No, I think he's
a lock. I guess. Is he a lock because of that?
I think it's more than that. I think when you think of like the iconic Sports Center, like verbiage and terms, cool is the other side of the pillow, things like that, they come from Stuart Scott. Like, think of the most like iconic, I guess they're not, you can't see them. You think of the iconic Sports Center like cliches. Who makes them? I mean, more times than not, it's Stuart Scott.
Yeah, so that's fair.
I would say Stuart Scott. I would say I have SVP as a lock. I don't know why you don't. SVP is in lock territory to me. I'm putting Kenny Mayne into lock too.
I did like Kenny Mayne. Now, I will say this about Kenny Mayne. He is the point guard on my second team all ESPN
That's
Sports
fair.
Center.
100% fair.
I love Kenny Mayne. Kenny Mayne was great. I don't know if I would put him on my Mount Rushmore, but I'm telling you, if we're saying second team, he's the point guard for that team. Yes, I got no problem putting him on the second team. He is definitely in the top 10.
So I got those are my three, and this is where I really struggled because I'm like, man, what do I do with Rich Eisen, with Dan Patrick, with Keith Olbermann, with Chris Berman? Like, there's a good group right here that I think is like, what do I do with? I gave it to Rich Eisen. So that's my four. And I think Dan Patrick is just outside looking in.
How is Rich Eisen on the list and Patrick not on the list?
I think Rich Eisen in my head is more synonymous with ESPN than Dan Patrick is.
Wow. Okay, I'm surprised by that.
If I had a fifth, you know, head on Mount Rushmore, then yes, Dan Patrick's there.
Okay.
Also, someone says Bob Lee. Bob Lee, I don't associate with SportsCenter.
Yeah, to me, he's outside the lines.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying is like when you say Chris Berman, I understand he started on there. When I think of Chris Berman, I just don't think of SportsCenter anchor. I think of other shows. Same thing with Bob Lee. I know Bob Lee's done it before, but I think of Bob Lee like Bob Lee was the host of Outside the Lines.
What do you do with John Anderson?
I got him as a third teamer.
I feel like he's in the same vein as Trey Wingo.
I got him as a third teamer.
He and
Trey Wingo's probably third team too.
Yeah,
third team. I mean, they're on the team. Don't get me wrong. Like, you can't name 15 guys without them. But like, yeah, Trey Wingo and John Anderson, third team guys.
A lot of people are saying Steve Levy.
I don't think.
I think of hockey when I think of Steve Levy.
I don't think Levy's making my team. Actually, I don't think Levy's making the team. You know, somebody's very underrated from that time, Charlie Steiner.
I actually had really thought about
Charlie
him.
Steiner was good.
Here's my thing. Charlie Steiner is more known for the commercials than he is actual SportsCenter, though.
He was good, though. Goodness gracious. He was really, really good.
By the way, what happened to America? We need to get back to this is SportsCenter commercials. We used to be a proper country.
I mean, these were like our news anchors. We don't get the news from these people anymore.
That's
why it really mattered. We used to get the news from them. We don't get the news from them at all anymore.
Get commercials from them. We're like... there's so many good. This is SportsCenter commercials.
They still have SportsCenter. Do you ever watch it? I can't remember.
It's on, but I don't like watch it. If that makes sense.
Other than the Scott Van Pelt SportsCenter, I could not name a current person on the show. Like, not a newer person on the show.
What's her face? Is it Ellie Duncan?
She does SportsCenter.
Yeah, she does the 5 o'clock one here. The only reason I know that is because on the office.
Yeah, I don't go home
and watch it. It's here. And
I cannot
just
tell
an eye
you
it.
The last time that I watched SportsCenter at 5 o'clock. Like, I have no memory of the last time that I watched SportsCenter at 5 o'clock. Speaking of 5 o'clock, keep it right here. You're listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan. We'll get to the top stories of the day in Kansas City. We'll talk about Felix Onyedike Uzomah, who is going to be out for the season. The Royals are playing some of their best baseball for the years. And we'll talk about Kingsley Suamataia. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.